Hi, and welcome to our next episode of the Inside Perry podcast. So as you can hear, today is a very special episode for us because it's basically the first episode that we're going to launch in English for our international colleagues. Today, we would like to present you a very interesting guest. She's called Jasmine. Jasmine is a design engineer at our subsidiary in Toronto, Canada. And we're very happy to have Jasmine here in Weißenhorn today because she's participating at our Perry seminar, which is an onboarding event that we are hosting right now, which brings together colleagues from all over the world and to let them join in on the special Perry spirit. As I already told you, it's a very special episode for us today because it's our first English episode, but it's also special in another way because we are launching a new series, which is called Women in Construction and which we would like to follow up during the next episodes. Hi, Jasmine. It's great to have you here with us today in Weißenhorn. First of all, I would like to know, how did you become interested in working in this specific industry, in the construction industry?
So I grew up in Toronto and there's always construction going on. And when I was small, it's always cool to see the different stages, like the crane going up or even just looking at little architectural details. I would notice those and I just thought they were really cool. And as I was growing up and I tended to be better at maths and sciences, my parents were like, well, you know, like engineering is like an option if you're into that kind of stuff. So it was just kind of like the seed planted in my head from a long time ago. And even just going to school, like in high school, I was at an all-girls school. So interestingly enough, there wasn't really an influence of like whether you're a woman or a man. It just everyone just takes this class if they want to. So I thought that was like another reason why it was kind of easy for me to get interested into this field. And then eventually I went into university, the University of Toronto, got into the civil engineering program. And again, just another positive experience where there was a pretty good ratio of women to men. I didn't really feel any pressure or any differences between us. So I think it was a pretty smooth transition from like my childhood into where I am now.
And how did you end up as a designer at Perry?
So when I was studying in university, there were some mentions of formwork in some of the construction courses I was taking, but it was just like, oh yeah, there's formwork, the end. So I wasn't too familiar with the actual formwork industry until in fourth year, there was a career fair where Perry happened to be there. And I took a look and I met my current manager there. And the company seemed really nice. And it was just something that I hadn't thought about in terms of my career. And that totally changed my mind. And I applied to it. And after I graduated, I was able to get in as a designer. And I've been working there ever since.
So Jasmine, what are you currently working on at Perry and what, to your mind, makes it so special also to work as a woman in the construction industry?
So at Perry, I'm a designer in the standard applications team. So I'm mostly working on projects to do with high-rise buildings. And I work as a team with my other designers as well, with the sales engineers, and it's been pretty interesting. Recently, I've also had the pleasure of mentoring some of our newer designers. So I think that's a great experience as well. Being in a position where you're helping others, especially as like a woman, maybe helping younger women designers. I think it's a good like role model. I can be a good role model for them. So that's one thing that I keep in mind when I'm working.
Why do you think people should be more open for a job in this industry, especially as a woman?
It's pretty diverse. You could be in the office like me working on technical solutions. If you prefer hands-on stuff, you can be on site all day checking out what the site guys are doing. There's also kind of more behind the scenes stuff if you want to work more in the customer care sector. There's like so many things you can do. Even if your degree might have had nothing to do with construction at first, you can find your skills are applicable in this industry. So I think it's a good thing to keep in mind that this is also something that's open for you, even if you're not sure if it's the right fit for you. So give it a chance.
So you've been here in Weißenhorn for like over a week now and probably got a lot of impressions of Germany or let's say of Bavaria. And therefore, I would like to know, what does it feel like for you to work at a German family company with Bavarian roots?
So coming here for the Perry seminar, you really feel it, the family spirit. But it's kind of like looking back, it's also interesting that like in my subsidiary in Toronto, I can also feel that even though we're so far away, it's always been instilled by the managers and all the employees are encouraged to be a family, always encourage each other. And I think it's great that it was able to translate across the ocean. So working in Canada, there was also always like this, oh, there's headquarters in Germany, there's people there, but I couldn't really imagine it. But coming here, I can feel it's almost like meeting relatives in a foreign country. And like, even though you don't know each other, they just welcome you so much. And it's been great.
So what were your first impressions when you came to Germany?
Just like everyone was so, they had so much energy. And even like I said, there's people from all over the world, but we were able to all understand each other. And I think that was what makes this really successful, this whole company, is that even though we're all different, we have the same goal and we're able to work toward it together.
What I think might be quite interesting for all of our people out there who are listening to us is to know, why would you recommend other people to work at Perry?
I guess the main selling point is that because it's a family company, you really get to focus on your job and you don't have to have the, like, I guess the influence of any like external stakeholders. And again, you're always supported. There's offices all over the world you can visit, but also each office is its own little family. So you don't feel like you're lost in a big corporate world. And like I mentioned earlier, the construction industry is so diverse that even within Perry, there's so many different routes you can take in terms of your growth and your career. So for me, that's why I like working at Perry.
Being a design engineer at Perry means that you probably have a lot of diverse projects that you're working on. And therefore, I would like to know if you have some kind of highlight project that you've been working on and that you could tell us a little bit about.
There was this project for a church, the inside, and they wanted to like repaint. So they needed access, but they didn't want to put like just Perry up on the ground. So we had to create like a platform, like a dance floor. And this is something I had never done before. So I needed a lot of help and it went through a lot of revisions. I learned a lot, cause it was both shoring, like with like multi-prop and all that. And then actually Perry up. And there was like a weird, like a dome structure as well. So it was a challenge trying to get that to work for them because they were just going to be painting. So they didn't really have like too many, like they didn't want to go on too many ladders or anything like that. Especially because it's a church, they're based on like donations. They don't have a lot of money to spend. So they kept trying to like, can we change this? Can we make this cheaper and all that? So I think it was a lot of work, but at the end of the day, we got it done. And that feeling is like the greatest feeling.
After having visited our headquarters here in Weißenhorn, I'm quite curious to see which other subsidiary that we have at Perry would you like to visit if you had the choice, let's say, and you could just easily decide where to go, which one would you pick?
Well, Germany is great. I like it here. It might be also cool. I have some relatives in Japan. There's a Tokyo office, and I also have some relatives in England, and I can speak English there. So that might be cool. Yeah, just coming here, meeting people from all different countries, it's kind of opens your eyes to the possibilities.
Thank you very much, Jasmine, for being here with us today. We wish you a very nice week ahead with our Perry seminar.
Thank you.
And to all of you out there, thank you very much for listening once again to our podcast. Hope you stay tuned and keep on listening to our podcast. See you next time and have a great time. Bye bye.